trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Another hour of outdoors conversation, if you will, here on the Michigan Talk Network. 15 years in the making, and we've been loving every minute of it. We have just been absolutely blessed to have the greatest friends, now friends, that start out as guests, now very good friends of the show, and in personal life as well, come on and talk about the things that they know and love in the outdoors, man. This is their life that we get to share with you on a weekly basis, and I'm very happy to have you all here. Happy for all the affiliates that are helping us here, and we want to, you know, get as much information out as possible. There's never, I know we haven't covered a lot of things that I'd like to. We will be working on more predator hunting and things of that nature in the future, but right now we're going to get this hour underway by thanking our friends at Not Just Gun, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Last minute ammunition needs or firearm needs, make sure you check them out online, notjustguns.com, or stop in Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. They are filthy with ammunition right now, so make sure you stop in and get your ammo needs taken care of. Also, our friends at Conquest Sense, makers of Evercalm VS1s, had some great information in the first hour of the show with Doug Roberts about scents and how to use them and lifespans of your Estra scents or your Evercalm scents, things of that nature. It's one that you do not want to miss. If you did miss it, by all means, pick it up on the podcast at our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And also Tom Nelson, the American Archer, a good friend, in the first hour of the show, talking about the last couple of days of bow season as we get ready. Firearm deer season 2021, November 15th is when that all gets underway. And best of luck to everybody out there. Please be careful. Know your target and what's behind it when you're out there in the Michigan deer woods. Right now, we're going to talk to my good friend Ed Shaw up in Cadillac, Michigan at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center. And according to you, Ed, you think this year was good? Wait till next year. You have got classes upon classes at the Outdoor Skills Academy lined up and ready to go. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Last year we set a record. Even pre-COVID, we had our best year was almost just shy of 600 students, and last year we had just over 700 students this past fiscal year for the state through our classes. So things have been busy. They're doing good.
You know, and that's quite the jump too. We were there for the first bear clinic. You know, when the grand opening of that thing, and look, that to me was a successful start to where you guys are now. You've got over 40 classes lined up and ready to go.
Everything from ice fishing to foraging for wild mushrooms, right down to fly fishing instructional classes, all kinds of stuff.
You know, and that's it's such a beautiful area there, Lake Mitchell, Lake Cadillac area, to be a part of these classes. The facility is fantastic as well. And real quick, I want to talk about the foraging thing as we're kind of winding down that part of the year. We get into fall and things are starting to come down a little bit. But that is, to me, looks like it's going to be an extremely popular class because people are really kind of getting into it now that we've got more time to get out.
That is actually right now our most popular class. Last year we ran them four or five different classes around the state. This year we're going to run at least one a month, if not two a month at different locations. So here in Cadillac, we're going to have one a month, but we already have a couple on the books for Bay City, possibly Hartwick Pines and other locations. So it's been a great year. Jill and Aaron that teach that class are just phenomenal instructors. And I'll tell you what, It's a good class for people interested in starting out foraging because mushrooms are more often than overlooked, especially by the hunters. The fall is a great time to get out there and do some mushrooming, and we walk right by them. It could be a $100 mushroom sitting there that they could sell to someone in a farmer's market or something.
You know what? And that's funny that you bring that up because I saw the most beautiful example of a hen of the woods, and it was a big one. And I know those things are not cheap. okay? It was growing on my neighbor's stump next door. And I'm like, you know, I know what it is, but what am I going to do with it if I pick it aside from eat it? Which, you know, my wife isn't really into that kind of thing. So I just kind of let it sit there and do its thing. And maybe hopefully next year it'll come back. But, and I'm going to say this, and there might be a person or two to faint, but frankly, I think morels are pretty overrated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some of the best mushrooms are in the fall, and the morels are all nothing but in the spring.
Yeah, I mean, you've got shaggy manes, you've got, like I said, the hen of the woods, and so many other types of mushrooms. And again, as hunters, you know, that October time, the November time for the shaggy manes, and some of the other things that are coming out, you know, this foraging thing is really getting huge.
It is, and some of the classes are 2 days, and we don't cover mushrooms. We also cover wild and edible plants, and some of them, their medicinal purposes that you can use them for. So it's not just about mushrooms. Some of the classes cover a wide variety of plants and their use.
Yeah, and you know what? Another thing, too, is to I'll throw this one out there, even though I'm not the big forage guy, but, you know, maybe you want to make some elderberry wine. Make sure you know the difference between that and water hemlock, because they look almost identical.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know them that great. That's why I have the experts come in. That's what the Outdoor Skills Academy is all about. It's about finding the professional in the field to pass on that knowledge. And so it's not just me teaching the classes. I teach a few of them, but I can't be the expert in everything. And I'd like to say more, but heck, it sounds like you're more knowledgeable in the mushroom than I am.
Well, I had a buddy. This is probably about 15 years ago. A friend of mine who owned a store just up the street from mine was really big into mycology, man. Really liked the mushrooms and stuff. And he taught me a lot of this stuff. I mean, not to the point where I'm comfortable going out and doing it myself. But again, you know, I have a very, very basic knowledge, but still, even that can be enough to be dangerous out there. And that's why these classes are so important if you really want to get into that.
Yep. And that one is posted right now. Our next mushroom clinic is in December. So if the listeners are interested in doing that, we are going to try to run a December class. So get online to the Outdoor Skills Academy webpage, Michigan DNR site, and get registered for that particular class. But we also have many others coming up, like ice fishing. So this year we're going to do an advanced class over at Higgins Lake at the Ram Center. So, and that includes lodging with the feed, all your food and everything. So there's a lot of new classes and variety of classes going on, everything from 1 day to 3 day classes. So we've really broadened the spectrum on what we're teaching this.
Ed Shaw is an interpreter with Michigan DNR up at the Lake Mitchell, the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center, which is a great name for that, because that's exactly what it is you guys are there to help people learn. And that ice fishing class, you bring up fees, but at the same time, yes, there are fees, but they're very minimal compared to what you're taking out of it. And I don't mean just in a physical sense, but in a sense of knowledge.
Well, hopefully the listeners take away, I'm not allowed to make a profit. So with it being a state agency, whatever we charge, we actually have to break even. And I have a rule of 101% of that on the classes. So we actually go over budget a little bit. That way there's never a question on where the fees went. But they go to the class 100% to cover your bait, guest speakers, or even lunch or dinner in some cases.
And those guest speakers, those guys are doing it for a very minimal fee. I know several of them, and they do it mainly because they absolutely love it. And they're really the damn best at what they do as well. And I'll throw Norm Smith's name under the bus on that, because that guy's a top-notch ice angler, and he's one of the guys that's teaching.
He's a world-renowned tightliner, and those fees allow me to reimburse him, you know, a speaker's fee, so he can cover his cost for mileage, because he lives in Lansing.
Right.
And he comes all the way back to help me out for 4 different classes. So, you know, it's a big ask to have him come up and spend 4 different weekends, right? And it's a lot of money out of pocket. So I'm more than happy to pay our instructors to reimburse them. That's what these fees are charged for. And
all right.
Particularly,
come back, more with Ed Shaw coming up here in a couple of seconds. Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you from Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Appreciate you joining us here. Getting ready for the firearm deer season. I want to thank our friends at the United Deer Farmers of Michigan for joining us as well, for being a sponsor of the show for the past couple of years, doing a great job with their continued looking into and research into CWD. Now, these guys, you know, they raise whitetails here in Michigan, but you know what? They're going the extra mile to help find out what's going on with this disease. And the truth about CWD.com is a website you can look at. United Deer Farmers of Michigan, thank you so much for being part of this show. And we are going to go back to Ed Shaw right now. He is up in Cadillac at the Lake Mitchell area, beautiful Lake Cadillac, Lake Mitchell area, and the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center, where you, the Wild Michigan listener, can sign up for classes, for all kinds of classes. Now, I've taken the bear hunting class for the Outdoor Skills Academy. I've got a lot of friends that have either taken or are teaching the ice fishing classes, and we're going to have some of those coming up here in December, Ed. You guys, and it's not just in your area anymore. These places, these skills academies have branched out to other parts of the state.
The Lake Ogeebic ice fishing school, so that'll be targeting how to catch those big teeter pig, yellow perch up there. We call them teeter pig there on Ogeebic. It's kind of a key phrase for that area. But our interpreter, Katie Urban, there in the Porcupine Mountains, is putting that on and together. So that'll be open for registration here soon, and that one's going to include overnight lodging and your meals. And I don't want to call it a guided fishing trip, because I don't want the expectation that we're going to catch fish, because you never know the weather, ice conditions, and what that's going to look like that day. But our goal is to give you the confidence in these tools. Get out there and do it on your own. And that's what they're all about, is making sure that you understand what you need to know, so that when you leave the class, whether it's trout fishing, whether it's fly fishing, ice fishing, hunting, you're confident to do this all on your own. Safely follow all the rules and regs and know how the pros do it, you know. So when you leave, there shouldn't be a question in your mind on what you're doing.
And don't be afraid, too. These are not classes, rather, for, like, just the beginner. You could be a lifelong angler or hunter in these classes and still learn something, because everybody you meet knows something you don't, and that's why these classes are put together.
That's why we all have so many things in our tackle box, right? So-and-so said use the blue one, and you see a guy catch one on a green one, and then the next guy catches one on a purple one. Next thing you know, you have like the rainbow in your tackle box. And then, but you always go back to that one that you're most confident with, because that's the one you always catch fish on.
Yeah, well, there's something to be said about that too. I mean, what you're comfortable with, but and again, we talk about this all the time, how so many in this state in general do not like change. They don't like going out of their comfort zone. And I'll tell you one of the best examples of somebody that has not only gone out of their comfort zone but has made a living doing it is our friend Lance Valentine from Teaching Fishing. Lance, I mean, he used to be a guy, you know, crawler harnesses this. Now, you know, won't even touch a crawler harness. You know, I have this boat, now use the pontoon. That is a prime example of how change is good. And, you know, learning is good as well. You know, taking advice from people that do this on a constant basis. And that's what's so great about what you guys do there.
Yeah, I'm one of my pro walleye fishermen. That's something I've learned from him. But when they start out, they might have a Rapala on one line, a crawler harness on another, run a bottom bouncer over here, and they're running all kinds of different stuff over there. They might have six different lures out for six different lines. And then they're trying to feel out what they're going to hit on that day, right? So you got to think out of the box on some of these things. And sometimes when you go out of your comfort zone, it's like when I met Norm for tightlining. I never tightlined before, but it was a skill that I had to learn, and it's highly effective. And once you learn how to do that, whether or not you choose to go to that method or not, you know, you got to become a specialist in that technique. And once you do that, you're going to be successful, no matter what your endeavor is.
Now, what are some of the other classes you got lined up for December? Because, I mean, we're halfway through November now, and we definitely want to get involved with what's coming up.
So December, we have the Wild Mushroom Clinic. We'll be doing a lot of lantern-lit snowshoe hikes around the state. So a variety of our visitors will be doing those. And then we'll also have, obviously, our ice fishing stuff going on through January. Come March, we'll be doing a maple syrup clinic, how to make your maple syrup. So that'll be a fun one. And then we jump right into the steelhead fishing. Now, once those are posted here soon, I think they're going to be posted the November 19th, all these classes, especially the steelhead fishing, fill very, very, very fast. So you want to make sure that you don't wait. But a lot of people ask me, what do I get my outdoorsman for Christmas? This is like an excellent gift to the guy that has everything. Mm-hmm. I hate it when family members buy me lures. Right? Because I don't use them. You know, I buy the stuff I like to use. So it's, when you're looking for that sportsman, this is a great gift. And the typical class runs between $25 and $35. So they're not very expensive at all.
No, they're not. And that, I mean, you can't put a price on education and how it helps you down the road either.
Nope. And just those tips and tricks, the things I picked up from our a former friend of mine who passed away, God bless his soul, Nick Percy from Killer Food Plots. He taught my food plot clinic and was going to this year again, but we'll be doing that class in his honor. And just the tips and tricks I learned, the small things that make a difference in those classes, that's what these are all about. So whether you're a beginner looking for that confidence or you've been in the field a long time, you're like you said, you're always going to pick little tips and tricks up from the experts in the field.
Well, and that's some information I did not know. I knew Nick, and I did not know he passed. So our condolences to his family and his friends. Good guy, man. I mean, he worked very hard with his Killer Food Plots. I mean, always at the shows, always a great guy with a handshake and a smile and ready to teach. And that's some sad news.
And I've worked with him for years on our food plot clinic, and we do a land management clinic. So we tie that in on how to manage your property better for whitetails or even turkeys. And when you manage your land, you're going to manage it for all wildlife, really. So once you start managing it for turkeys and whitetails, really you're benefiting a lot of other wildlife also. So those classes he's always helped out with, and we've got a few good instructors lined up. I don't think we'll ever be able to replace Nick. He was quite the character and the and just the knowledge that man had. And he passed a lot of it on to me, and hopefully I can do it justice this year.
Well, I, you know what, man, knowing you as well as I do, I would have no doubt that you'd be able to convey what he has taught you and to, you know, the people learning, because that's what this show has been all about. I mean, since day one, it's been learning. Look, when I found out that I was going to be doing this show, when I said to the boss, hey, I'd be happy to do an outdoor show, then I realized that I didn't know anything. I mean, I've hunted and fished my whole life, but didn't know anything. And this is where we bring guys like you in. And we appreciate you, man. Ed Shaw, the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center. You can do a search for that or do a search on the Michigan DNR website. Ed, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you.
Not a problem. Appreciate it. And I hope everybody finds themselves outdoors for this rifle season. Be safe. Wear your orange. And make sure you know what you're shooting at.
Absolutely. Know your target and the target behind it. A little tip exactly. From your friends here on Wild Michigan.